It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Yes, you've been to the desert on a horse with no name. Good afternoon to you. It's Larry Toonforce live from the Laughlin Mall. We're at Speak Out 2.0, following up part two of the Speak Out two-hour window here on KNTR. It is Thursday, May 16th, and the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And if you want to call in during the show, they gave you the number a minute ago, but it's 702-298-1063. And our guest today is Dave Heath. How's Dave?
Dave's doing well. It's great to be here, Larry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Dave is the superintendent with the Parks and Recreation Department of Bullhead City.
That's correct.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Because it used to be just parks. Or no, it used to be just recreation. Yeah, let me get that right.
Yeah.
And so it was just recreation. But now you got the guys that maintain the parks under you.
Yes. And I love it. I mean, because it's so much nicer to coordinate and synchronize everything. You know, when I have a softball tournament, it's not just about making sure that the fields are there, but making sure that they're ready. So I get to talk to both sides, you know, to organize the umpires and also to organize the lining the fields and getting them watered. And that's just an example, but it's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it so far.
Yeah, but how much more people now are underneath your responsibility?
I took in 16 more full-time people.
16 more full-time people?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then
and you still have more hair than Jeff.
Yeah, but I'm working on it. It's going.
Yeah, because that's a lot of people.
Yeah. But that's a great crew. I mean, they're really awesome to work with. I couldn't have gotten luckier when it comes to the guys that I have to work with because they know what to do and how to do it. And
they
you know, it's easy to guide somebody that is an expert at something.
And do most of the guys that work in the park wear 3 and 4 hats?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can be a plumber fixing the sprinkler system. They could be mowing the lawn, dumping the trash, cleaning the bathroom. Like you said, lining the fields.
And we do the construction jobs, too. They do concrete work and asphalt work and roofing.
Well, and I remember when we built the dog park, they all came down and helped out, you know, and especially with the concrete walkway and everything.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago. That was Tommy, I think. Tom was his name? Yeah. Isn't he now?
Yeah. He's still there.
And he's at, like, community
park
now.
He is.
And
he's good. He's good on heavy equipment, too.
He'll see me pull into the chamber, and if he's out there on one of those little green quads or something, he'll come over and say hi, you know. So you got a good crew. Now, you have to coordinate all these tournaments, and the direction from the council is more tournaments.
Right.
Because tournaments bring revenue to the city. You know, we have a mixer tonight at Culver's, and I email Lori. Every time I see something's coming, I email to Lori, and she goes, thanks, we didn't know, you know. My wife and I went to Buffalo Wild Wings. It's been a couple months ago now. And here's these pictures. Oh, first of all, when they seated us, they said, have you seen our new menu? No, I haven't seen the new menu. So he hands me the menu. Oh, so that's a good-looking burger. Oh, yeah, these are great burgers. Okay. So along comes the waiter, and I said, I want this burger. He goes, we're out of burgers. I said, what'd you say? You're out of burgers? And they had no burgers. And I went, wow. You know, and I know that the city works with the chamber and tries to tell the business community out there, what's going on in our town? Be ready, folks.
It's tough. I mean, because there's so much stuff going on, and it's hard to get the word out to everybody without knocking door to door.
Yeah.
You know, but I, you know, you are a good help with that because
I
put stuff on my personal Facebook page and then
I share it.
And then you get it out there, and I know you've got a great following, so that helps a lot. And you know, we do radio spots like this. Yep. We do television ads, things like that. And, of course, the council meetings and Parks and Rec Commission and all those kinds of things. But it's tough to get the word out to everybody.
But, boy,
it's sure a big goal of ours because you don't like hearing. You like hearing that business are getting inundated with all these people that are coming to town to do this or that tournament. But you don't like hearing that they ran out of burgers.
Right.
You
know? Well, and the paper just said the other day that I think the city is budgeting 11% more next year. Well, that's 11% that had to come to the city through tax revenue, through Culver's, through Burger King, through every little restaurant serving these tournament people that are coming in on the weekends.
Yeah.
And not to mention just the regular boaters and families and whatnot. And, of course, now you're responsible for this whole new park they built, that community park that went another mile south. Is a mile pretty accurate?
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't have all of that beach open yet, but people will still use it this summer. But yeah, it really has expanded the opportunities down there at that park and expanded the fun. I mean, every weekend, starting Memorial Day weekend through the 16th of September, it's like a special event at Community Park. There are so many people. I mean, Easy Ups 5 deep, and every one of our Ramadas is reserved.
And like you said, you get out there and you shoot videos in the morning and some pictures and stuff as people are rolling it in. And I share them on the Speak Out Facebook page, the River Info Facebook page, so people know things are happening in our town.
Yeah.
You know, how long before the city owns that land? Do you know?
December 15th of next year.
Okay. And then it's yours. And then you guys can start developing.
Yeah. Yeah. And who knows what's going to happen. I mean, we've got a plan in place right now that includes, you know, basketball courts and tennis and more pickleball and river walks and stuff like that. And it's a great plan. But, you know, that's when it's under an RPNP lease, which is Recreation and Public Purpose from the Bureau of Land Management, which is what all of our parks have mostly been. But now when you own it outright,
you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do a lot of interesting stuff.
Toby might build his own little condo down there on the river.
Oh, he's looking for a roommate.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? But so I know that they want to bring in, like, some restaurants in there and maybe some, you know, condominiums or some hotels or something and camping, you know. Because Davis Camp, boy, I'll tell you, like, tomorrow afternoon when I come over here to do this show, I'll glance over there at Davis Camp as I come across the bridge. It's full.
Yeah.
It's full.
Yeah.
Friday at noon, it's jam-packed.
Yep.
So, and which is great.
Yeah, and it's great for the community, too. I especially like what it does for that area of Bullhead City.
Yeah.
You know, you've got Davis Camp there. You've got what Laughlin is doing with the condos and stuff that they're going to build over there. And then at the other end, you've got Community Park and what's going to happen there. And I really think it's going to be a boon to everything in between, and it's really going to revitalize what's been known as Old Bullhead.
Yeah, and Human Being was quick to build in there.
Yeah.
And they're probably just riding this, waiting for all this development to happen, and then they're going to have to expand or hire more people or go to a 24-hour shift or something because, you know, and everybody else in Old Bullhead, I can see businesses going crazy.
Yeah, and it's important because, like you were mentioned earlier with the funding, I mean, we've got to have new people come into town, whether it be for the weekend or to stay.
Right.
Because, you know, we need that property tax. We need the tax revenue because we don't have property tax.
Right.
That's what we don't have.
But the county and the fire department does.
Yes,
you know,
they
and
do.
The schools.
And it helps them.
Yeah.
But the city, we only have the sales tax, so
we
need to get them in here, spend some money.
And spend some money, yeah. You know, go eat at every restaurant. Do a survey. Tell us how they were, you know.
Yeah.
Start at one end of town and go to the other in 4 or 5 days. And
that sounds
have breakfast,
good.
Lunch, and dinner in one of the restaurants. And you'll be broke, but you can tell us how they were. So now, tournaments. I mean, there's weekends you have more than one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had couple times now. We had one time when we had a baseball tournament, a softball tournament, and a soccer tournament happen at the same weekend.
Wow.
You know, between Ken Bovard Park and Rotary Park. That's a lot going on.
That is a lot.
You know, and but we can handle it. We've got the capacity for it. We've had another weekend when we had a pickleball tournament and a baseball and a softball going on at the same time.
Wow.
And it's hard. Sometimes we've got so many things on our schedule. I mean, just like you and I were talking about before the start of the show, there's so much going on every weekend.
Yeah.
And we try to keep track of everything, just the things that we have going on in our parks. And when someone comes to me with a date, you know, what's happening May 18th? And sometimes that takes me a second to register. May 18th, okay, we've got these five things going on.
Right.
And it keeps it real interesting.
Yeah.
You got to stay on your toes on this job.
So on the weekends, are you pretty? Is your office pretty much your truck?
I mean,
you're out and double checking and cross checking everything in all the parks, and you're living in your truck all weekend.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm just going.
You take it home on Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Sometimes, if I start the next day at like 4 a.m. or something, I'll do.
Yeah,
that.
At 4 a.m.
Sometimes, yeah.
4 a.m.
Well, every once in a while, there's something you got to get up
you
early for.
You start at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Wow. So that means you've got up and had breakfast and showered and everything else and read the paper. Well, paper's probably not there at 4 a.m. But then you walk out the door at 4 o'clock to go to work. Wow. You're a salary employee, right?
I am.
We don't pay you by the hour, do we?
No,
unfortunately. Oh, good.
Just salary.
Wow. That dodged a bullet. Yeah, because, I mean, you're out there a lot. And then you're at city council, and then you're at Parks and Rec, and all those events, too.
Well, the good news is, for me, you know, like I tell everybody, is I really love what I do. I mean, it's a fun, fun job. And if it weren't, it would be tough.
You know, I had a former employee of yours here recently.
Oh, is that right?
And he told the same story. Ryan.
Oh, Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah. Said, I love this. You know, I love it. I love it. I love it. And so that's what it's about when you're in that position.
Yeah.
And he's kind of got the same position as you up there in Kingman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but, yeah, same thing. They're rocking and rolling with stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And the city up there in Kingman, they do a lot of nighttime stuff with the adults. And then they plan trips to Phoenix to a Diamondback game or to a Cardinal game and stuff. And I told him, I said, don't mention that to Toby, otherwise they'll be doing that in Bullhead. You know, you'll be planning these trips and renting a bus and everything else for people to go to a Cardinal game.
He actually did a couple of those when he was here, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing he took them up there with him. So you don't need another straw in your hat to have to worry about.
And he's doing a great job up there.
And now, but has your staff grown a little bit? Because in the recreation part, there was just like three of you, right?
Yeah, there's still just three full-time people I take it back. If you count me, there's four full-time people in recreation. We have Derek Sedler, the recreation manager, and then Ashley Bennett and Kristen Williams are our two recreation supervisors. So that's what we have.
What's Debbie Hendren do?
Oh, everything we need her to do. You know, she's only part-time, but, boy, she's awesome. She does so much
stuff. The only reason I ask is because I was at City Hall the other day paying my sewer bill, and I walk out, and she's in the parking lot, and she goes, Larry, here's a flyer. We got this coming on, and here's a flyer for this. I said, oh, that's right. You're at the city now. She goes, yeah, and Parks and Rec is so busy, and here's a flyer for this and a flyer. I'm like, wow, okay. You know, she's carrying them in her car.
And she has been fantastic. I mean, she's someone that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
She knows everybody, and she's been a real boon to what we do. So.
Good. And a ball of energy, too.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, this weekend, let's see, what do you have going on this weekend? You're not part of the Life Jacket Exchange. Are you part of the household e-waste? You don't have to worry about that, do you?
Well, my guys are helping out with that, yeah.
But do you have any tournaments this weekend?
No tournaments this weekend.
Oh, good.
Next tournament will be next weekend. But this weekend actually starts tomorrow for us. We've got the WOW food pantry now at Rotary Park. So.
Oh, that's right. That's Saturday, huh?
Yep. No, yep. That's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow
okay.
At 9 a.m. And it no qualification if you want some food, you need a little help for your family, just come on down and they'll give it to you.
And this is the first time that they've done this at Rotary, isn't it?
Right. Yep.
So, wow. So
they did the place for the summer, so we've put them under the Shade Ramada at the soccer fields, and that seems to work out perfectly for them.
Good.
Hopefully it goes great tomorrow.
All right, so that's just for the summer they'll be there?
Yep.
So, and it's just show up and take food?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so write that down, folks. If you want to get some free food for your family, maybe somebody got sick and didn't go to work for a couple days or something, and you're strapped a little bit in the middle of May, go down there tomorrow to Rotary Park at 9 a.m. and over by the soccer fields. And it's kind of, you got to loop around there, but you can get around there pretty easy. And you'll see the snack bar there. And that big Ramada just west of the snack bar.
That's right.
Wow. Okay. So, wow. I keep saying wow, and that's what it's called, wow food.
That's right.
Yeah. So, all right, Dave, let us take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll speak more with Dave Heath, and you're going to find out everything that's going on in Parks and Recreation in Bullhead City. Hey, Maggie. Where is Maggie? She's not here yet.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses. During our warmer months, you can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns, and that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
She was pretty lucky to learn the truth at 17. Most of us were a lot older than that. It's Larry Tuneforest live in the Laughlin Mall with Speak Out 2.0. We broadcast here every weekday. Brought to you by Mojave Shred for secure document protection. If you don't know about document protection, you really need to call Randy and have him come see you, because he'll tell you all about it. Then there's the Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot, of course. But then they'll make it really easy if you want to order a car. If you want to order a brand new Hyundai with a leather interior or cloth interior and this color on the outside and this color, and you can do all that at Martin Swanee Hyundai. And then we have Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they let everybody save with the Co-op Connection card. If you don't have one, you really need to stop by their office on Hancock Road and pick one up. They can put it on your keychain, and every time you go someplace, you just show it to them. And if you save money, you know, if you like to save money, that is, you know, it's up to you. If you don't like to save money, don't go. So we're visiting today with Dave Heath, superintendent for Parks and Recreation for Bullhead City. And if you have a question and you want to ask Dave, you can give us a call here in the studio at 702-298-1063. And Dave, with all that you have going on, do you have like volunteers? I mean, I know with the regatta, they had like 200 volunteers.
Yes.
But like, do you have volunteers that help with what you're doing?
We do. We have volunteers that help out a lot. I mean, but usually it's program specific. We have people that love Halloween, and they get involved with our Halloween festival.
Okay.
We have people that are into the Christmas, you know, and get involved in our winter festival. But we can take volunteers for anything. You know,
yeah.
We've got volunteers that help with pickleball, and they're just kind of greeters, and they punch your card when you come in and stuff like that, and bring goodies too. Sometimes that's kind of nice. But yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. So,
and pickleball, this is something that 5-6 years ago you couldn't spell it.
Never heard of it
before,
5 or 6 years ago.
And now, all of a sudden, how many courts do you have?
Now it's the central preoccupation of my life. It is so
really
popular. It is crazy how popular it is. We have 4 courts at Rotary Park, And then a tennis court that could be converted to pickleball as well.
Right.
And then we're doing, you know, throughout the year, daily pickleball programs at Suddenly Community
wow.
Center, and also at the Boys and Girls Club Monday through Thursday. And Suddenlink, it's 6 days a week, 9 a.m. to noon. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's 2:30 to 4:30. And then on Friday nights, it's from 5 to 8. And then, you know.
There's that many people playing pickleball.
All the time. Yeah.
Wow. And it's mostly adults, right?
Right. Mostly adults.
And a lot of them are retired.
It started out where it was pretty much exclusively seniors, but it is really transitioning. I am starting to see a lot of parents coming with kids. A lot of adults middle age like me and more and more kids. They do pickleball units and PE classes at Mojave High School and River Valley High School now, and some of our players from Suddenlink go up and help them with that.
Oh, really?
So yeah, it's growing. They're even talking about making it an Olympic sport. So.
Oh, yeah. Really? Gee.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we put in our courts, we're a little bit ahead of the curve, or what?
I think for our area, we are. And but you go to places like Surprise in Arizona, where they've got 100 courts in one facility.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Wow.
They can put on a nice tournament. And speaking of tournaments, I'm already talking with Ed Catalfamo about how we're going to be able to put on a tournament with, you know, 28 courts or something like that in the field.
Yeah.
So that'll be a lot of fun.
Because when he was here, he was telling me that he says, yeah, I want to put on a volleyball tournament. And I said, well, okay, but how many volleyball courts can you get in there? 40. I went, oh, my gosh, 40. That's 80 teams, you know. And if you play three games in 2 hours, you're done. So you've got to have more than 80 teams. So, yeah, when he goes to do that, it's going to be just unbelievable.
Yes, yeah, that's quite a facility.
I know. I got a tour of it right after our Kiwanis Kids Expo, and we lost 7 easy ups in the wind. I said, well, maybe we have to move this inside. So I went down and met with Ed, and we walked around. And then he told me, well, this is what it costs you to cover the floor. And I went, whoa.
Yeah.
And he goes, and this is what it costs per day. And I went, oh. So we're not going to be moving it indoors, but what a beautiful facility.
It is nice, yeah.
I know that they're going to do the cancer walk next year, Relay for Life,
mm-hmm.
in there.
Yep.
And that's going to be cool. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
And Ed's got, I mean, the food facilities in there and kitchen and everything and meeting rooms. If the public hasn't been to the Anderson Ford or Anderson Automotive Fieldhouse, right?
Yes.
You think that's it?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Anderson Automotive Fieldhouse. You really need to go and take a tour. You really need to see what it's all about because, I mean, when Ed gets ready to start doing tournaments, wow. Big.
Yeah,
big,
very big.
Yeah. And, in fact, he's got one coming up. It's like a wrestling tournament
that's
or something.
That's right,
yeah. Yeah, I've got that somewhere in here on all these little notes that I have.
And I'm going to go check that out just to see what it looks like with all those mats.
It's June 12th to the 15th, the Great American Freestyle Festival. And it's for wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they're just bringing them in from everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I understand, all over the place.
Wow. Oh, that'll be interesting. It's 3 days long. I couldn't wrestle one match, let alone for 3 days. I'd be the guy who goes, okay, I'm out. Thanks a lot. I had fun coming, you know. But, yeah, to wrestle and win and then have to go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a lot. I was upstairs the other day in the new SRI shooting range upstairs. Mm-hmm. And they give you a 9mm, which is like a 9mm. You know, it's got the same weight and everything. But you start walking around shooting, and you're walking around shooting. And after about 10 minutes, you're going, my arms are tired here. Don't you have something else? Don't you have like a 22 I can shoot, you know? You know, the 64, you're just not as strong as you used to be.
That's a fun way to work out, it sounds like.
Well, yeah, it was. I wasn't expecting that. I just thought I'd go up there and bing, 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 you know. But it was fun because myself and the general manager were teamed up against the owner and another salesman. And the general manager, she and I, beat the owner and the salesman every time.
Ah, congratulations.
Yeah. That's what I said. I said, you're a good shot. She said, no, you're the good shot. I go, I don't know about that. You know? So, but we did it. So people should bring my wife over Saturday and let her play around in there.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun. It's about $35 for 20 minutes, I think, or something like that.
Really?
So it's not real steep, and you can fire different. They've got one in there that is just like what the cops use. you know, it puts you through a scenario, and you're walking through a house, and you've got to figure out who to shoot and who not to shoot. And who do you shoot before they shoot you?
Very interesting.
Yeah. So it's the tactical side of law enforcement, you know, and
wow.
The situation awareness and all that stuff. You're trying to make sure you shoot the right person. And by the way, if you shoot the wrong one, you lose 10 points. But that's on the game, you know. If you're the police officer in a house and you shoot the wrong person, it could cause a problem.
A little more than 10 points.
Yeah. So, and he was telling me the other day that some of the cops have come over and already played it and tried it, you know, because it keeps them sharp.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out. That sounds like a lot of fun.
You bring your son over and have a fun over there.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, yeah. So now, what season are we in right now as we, I mean, everyone's graduating and everything. So what season are we in as the summer goes along for tournaments? What are you seeing coming up in the next few weeks?
Honestly, tournaments start to die off a little bit at this time of the year when it gets a little too hot.
Yeah, because it will be here in a few weeks.
And it's been nice, though. It's been
I know.
Really nice.
This is great. I'm still on my swampers at home.
Yeah.
You know, this is fantastic.
We have a couple of overnight tournaments that are coming up. We have for baseball and softball.
Oh, yeah?
And those, I wish I could tell you the date right now. I don't have it right in front of me.
Oh, that's okay.
But it's also getting into be that time of the season where even though we're not as busy with tournaments, we're just busy with people showing up on the weekends because they're just here to hang out on the beach.
Yep.
And you know, it's a nice relaxing day for them. For us, not so much. You know? Lots of trash.
Lots of restroom work.
You know, you got the snack bars open, stuff like that. So it's a lot of fun, though. And like I said, it's pretty much a special event every weekend is what it feels like. You know, for Memorial Day weekend, we're ordering additional dumpsters and porta potties and everything just to have at the park, just for the people who are going to be there.
Yep.
Because
when you added that mile of beach, it doesn't have any facilities yet.
Yeah.
There's no plumbing or anything like that in
there.
That's
right. That's right.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see how it's expanded, how people have taken advantage of it, and it's fun to see how it's affected both of our major parks. Community Park, for the most part, that's the tourist park on the weekends in the summer. Rotary Park is the locals park, and Rotary Park gets just about as full as Community Park does because we got a lot of locals. So they're living here for a reason. They love the river.
I
they want to be out there playing on it, and so that's where they go. So it works out kind of perfectly. You know, you've got launch ramps at both places, you know, beaches at both places, and shade ramadas and barbecues and everything.
Yeah, so it works out. At Rotary, you got everything, you know, restrooms, and like you said, you can walk up on the grass under ramada and have lunch, go right back down to the beach. And and now, ramadas, that's a big thing, because you can reserve ramadas in all of our parks, right?
Yes.
And so if somebody wants to reserve a ramada I reserved a ramada for a birthday party at the splash pad.
Ah.
And for a four-year-old, that was a hit, let me tell you.
Yeah,
so it was well worth, I think it was $50 or something, you know. But we had it to ourselves, you know, and that's a cool thing to do.
Yeah, and people call City Hall and 928-763-9400. The person that answers that phone, the receptionist, she can actually take your ramada rental right there.
Oh, okay.
And call now if you're thinking about 4th of July, Memorial Day.
If you want
Day
something
Labor
in
Day,
the next 6 months.
Yeah. But it works out great because, you know, not everybody likes to get up at 5 in the morning to get there to be the first person to
reserve
it.
Mm-hmm.
So reserve it and come in at 10 or whatever is comfortable for you. And
you give them a piece of paper that says, this is my ramada. And
we send that to them, send them that piece of paper. We post it on the ramada.
Oh, okay.
We've got park rangers out there, you know, making sure there's no conflict.
Right.
Like that. Good.
Now, did I hear they're going to move the turtle?
They are. Yeah.
What's wrong with the where he's at?
Well, they're putting the bowl there. And this is Bullhead City, so council decided that's where they wanted to have the bowl. And, you know, it's going to be eye-catching right there, no doubt.
So where's Pokey going to go?
It's somewhere a little bit south in Community Park. It'll be along the road again. You'll still be able to see it from the highway as you're driving by. You'll still be able to pull over and take a picture next to
it. Yeah, because every day somebody's out there taking a picture with that thing.
Yeah, at all.
Every single day. I'm thinking about setting up a little booth and charging a couple bucks. I'd be really rich.
Yes, you would.
Because every day somebody's out there. And, of course, they're climbing on it because they don't see the signs that say stay off.
Right.
But it's pretty strong, fortunately.
Yeah. He's a tough guy, old Pokey.
So, and then the bull's going to go where Pokey is.
And the bull will go where Pokey is right now, right in front
and
of the
And people want their picture with the bull.
Yep.
Wow. Gee. who'd think that our city would end up with these statues of animals?
A little menagerie there at community parks.
Yeah. Now, and both of them were given to the city, right?
No, we actually paid for the bull.
Oh, we did.
But it was, I want to say, a $25,000 bull that we got for $2,500 or something.
Oh, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, so, that's fine. Yeah. Good. Wow. So that's going to be your staff moving them?
Yes.
Oh. With a crane, I hope.
Yeah, we're going to get out, yeah. No doubt.
Yeah, Sandy Rock, if you're listening, put Dave on standby.
Yeah,
you're going to need a crane to lift those up and move them around.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Dave, let us take another break. We're about halfway through our show today, and I thank Dave for coming in. If you want to call him, if you've got a question about our parks or recreation or you got an idea, give us a call, 702-298-1063.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swamy Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swamy Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswamyhyundai.net.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialist. MojaveShred.com.
Whether it's sandals, shorts, or shirts, get the hottest looks of the season at the Laughlin Outlet Center. And while you're there, catch one of the latest releases at the Stadium 9 Theater. Or take a few minutes to experience SRI's virtual shooting range. Everything from practical shooting to gallery games, even their law enforcement experience. There's nothing like it. It's pure entertainment. So what do you say? Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center.
Meet me at the Laughlin Outlet Center. The place for value is
Hi, I'm Russ Mascari, past commandant of Lake Havasu City Marine Corps League, inviting you to join us on June 8th as we unveil your commemorative bricks and those of the U.S. Marine Navajo Code Talkers on the newly laid portion of the Havasu Memorial Walkway. The entire community is welcome to join us for this historical ceremony. For details, go to the Havasu Memorial Walkway Facebook page. Be a part of history on Saturday, June 8th at 9 a.m. in the English Village under the London Bridge.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near.
And we are back at Speak Out 2.0 with Janis Joplin in the background. The show each and every weekday is brought to you by Mojave Shred. Randy was on earlier in the week and talked all about shredding. And Mojave Electric Cooperative, and they're going to be on real soon. And then also Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, and of course, it's going to be hard for me to get them to come down here because the salesmen want to sell cars in Kingman. They don't want to come down and talk on the radio, but maybe I'll have to go up there and do an interview with them someday and then play it on the air. So those are our three sponsors. If you got a question for Dave, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063, and we're back here for the next 20 minutes with Dave Heath from the City of Bullhead City Parks and Recreation Superintendent. And was there even a position of a superintendent? Is this something that just all of a sudden they decided, well, let's reorganize a little bit and move these guys over there and these guys over here. And, oh, there's Dave. We'll move Dave up here, and he's got it all.
That's pretty much exactly how it happened.
I can imagine.
We were going through some stuff there at the city, and it was time to do a reorganization. And I guess Toby had to what I think is a wonderful idea.
Of course you do. Yeah. Promotion and a pickup truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah. Well, fantastic. So when we get into what's the next sport that we're going to get into then seriously in all of our parks?
Well, I mean, the next sport we get into is swimming. You know, it's pool
season. Well, yeah, we got that. So, we got that.
Yeah,
so,
the Barracudas are out there every morning doing their practices. And yeah, if you don't mind me plugging one of
no,
my sponsors.
No, go ahead.
We love the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis because they sponsor our swim lessons at the pool.
They do.
They do. And they have done it as long as I've been working at the city. And I know it's been longer than that. And it's just such an awesome program because when you live in a community like this, you've got a river, you've got a lake, you've got pools all over the place. Those kids need to know how to swim.
They do.
Because there's a very high probability that they will end up getting wet during the summer, and you want them to be safe when they're out there.
Yeah, and you want them to get wet during the summer. They need to play in the water somewhere. And so, but you're right. And the reason that our Kiwanis Club pays for them is the last thing we want to hear about is a drowning. And then the parent said, I couldn't afford swimming lessons for
them. Right.
And so we pay for the mom and me and then the first and second year, I think.
That's
so
right.
All the basics. You know, we're not going to turn them into an Olympic swimmer. That's Ed's problem.
That's right.
You know? That's when they go into the Barracudas with Ed Catafimo. But as long as they know how to get to the side or float and scream and float at the same time or whatever they got to do. But those 3 years, we pay almost $10,000 to $11,000 every year.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's an amazing program. You know, those kids come in, they get comfortable in water.
Yep.
And it makes that confidence, you know, leads them to be better swimmers faster. So.
Okay. All right. Did you want to call in, Paul? Paul Lavoie's texting me here. Like I'm supposed to read and talk at the same time here. So then after swimming will be all summer. And there's a total of, gosh, you got six classes a day.
That's right.
But then, and they're 2 weeks long. Mm-hmm. Basically 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, and then you have four total sessions.
That's correct.
So there's four different opportunities to sign up your family, and to do that, you do it at the Suddenlink Center, and there's days and times that you want to register, but to get all the information, just call the pool manager, Christine Williams, at 763-9400, and her extension's 294.
That's right. That's her. She can help you out.
Yep, she'll help you out, because you've got... basically, a couple days in advance, you meet up at Suddenlink, and that's where they register, right?
Week from today is our first registration.
Oh, a week from today?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Already.
That's right.
And it starts in the morning, right? 6:30?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
6:30?
Get there a little early, though, because they sell out fast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. So that'll be just for the first session.
That's just for the
first
session.
Which is May 27th to June 6th.
Correct. Yep.
And but six classes a day, 9, 9:35, 10, 10. And then in the evening, 6:35, 7:20, and 8 o'clock. So for those parents that work during the day, that's pretty convenient that they can come at night.
Sure is.
Yeah. And then, like, for the mom and me, they get in the pool too, don't they?
That's right.
The parents?
Yep.
So, wow, how can you beat that?
No, the parents love it.
The parents get off work and get to go swimming with their kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, for 8 nights in a row. Yeah. Wow, you can't beat that.
Nope.
So next Friday morning, 6:30, and if you work 8 to 5, that's perfect too, because it's early in the morning before you go to work.
That's right.
So, and you're up to the Suddenlink Center at the end of 2nd Street?
Third Street.
Gosh, dang.
It's actually Suddenlink Way now. When you take that right.
Yeah, of course.
When you head east off of the highway, it's Suddenlink Way.
Right by Fast Strip.
Right.
Yeah, right at the Fast Strip in Old Bullhead. You turn right there and go up the hill. And then, like you said, get there early. So you might want to say 6 o'clock next Friday morning and be first in line so that you can get that spot for your child and for yourself if it's a young swimmer.
That's right.
But then what ages do they go up to that they do swimming lessons for?
Well, we've got programs that'll take you right up until you get to the Barracudas. So if you get up to level 5, level 6, and you're learning how to do backstrokes and butterflies and stuff like that.
All the fancy stuff.
Yeah. It gets as intricate as you want it to get. And then, Ed likes that because we should right off to the Barracudas and they start winning gold medals.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And then they go to Ed and he says, have you had any lessons? Yeah, with Dave Heath. Okay, come right this way, So he has a ton of kids in the Barracudas.
He does. I think he gets 120 every year, and I think that's the max that they can take.
Yeah, and then they travel and go to other towns and compete. Mm-hmm. And I know. One time they wanted us to, they asked the Kiwanis Club to do something down there, and we went down there, and I loved it because all the kids had numbers on their backs, and they got wings, and they've drawn on their shoulders and everything like that, and it's all creative, and I mean, that spells fun all over it.
It's neat because it's 120 kids, but it's really one team, and it's just a big, huge team, and they're like a family out there. They have a really good time, and the parents, you know, you're spending every weekend with these parents, and you get to know them, and you have a lot of fun, and it's just a really
great program. Bring their easy ups, and they sit them up outside the pool there, and they can sit there and watch them the whole time they're in there.
Yep.
Wow. Fantastic. Fantastic.
Great program.
Now, what about the slide? Were we going to improve it or replace it?
That's right. You must have been watching the budget meeting. So.
No, but I saw it somewhere.
Oh, they may have reported on it. That's true. We're getting a new slide, and in fact, we're getting two new slides.
Wow.
This year, sometime after July, when the new budget kicks in. Our pool is awesome. We love our pool.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's more than, you know, 27 years old now.
Right.
So things need to get improved. The slide is one of those things. It's served us very well.
Yeah.
But now it's time to get a new slide. And slide technology being...
Oh, yeah.
As it is, it's advanced to the point that I can actually get two slides for the price of what used to be one.
Wow.
And that'll be nice. It'll be a lot of fun for folks over there at the pool. We're also getting the whole pool resurfaced under this budget, too. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. We're loving on our pool, so we keep serving us for another 25 years.
And then now it's a heated pool at night, right?
That's right.
That's fantastic.
It is. It's the Barracudas, again.
Right.
They're a nonprofit, and they've been... gracious enough to support our pool through various grants and fundraisers that they've done over the years. And one of the things they got a few years ago was they got some solar power for our pool.
Right.
And in conjunction with that, they got heaters for the pool, too. So we have a year-round pool now, and we're able to heat it whenever we need to. So that's pleasant. Unfortunately, it doesn't work the other way. So in August, when it's 120 degrees out there,
it's still warm water.
The pool's 92. We can't cool it down.
There's no way, huh?
No.
Now, maybe they need to call Mather Brothers and see if they can get some ice dropped in there every day.
You're
onto
something, right?
Or just
there.
The whole truck, you know, dump it in there. Oh, shoot. Now, I had a thought. I don't know. I lost it. I was going to ask you something about swimming. I don't know.
Well, we've got our whole schedule for the pool kicking off on Memorial Day. Usually, in the past, we've been closed on Memorial Day and kind of, you know, just relaxing and enjoying that one last weekend before we start. But we have enough staff this year that they want to work. You know, those high school kids and college kids like to get money in the summer. So we're opening on Memorial Day. So from 1 to 4 on Monday, Memorial Day, we're going to be open for just open swim.
Oh, good.
Kristen thought that would be a great idea to do that this year, and I think she's right, and we'll see what kind of turnout we get. So,
and for open swim, what's that cost, a buck or two?
Yeah, that's okay. It. Anywhere from a dollar to two, depending on your age. So.
A dollar to two?
Yeah.
Oh, so I was right.
Yeah.
I said a buck or two. I just was guessing, you know.
Yeah.
So, fantastic. And then, of course, during the Kiwanis Kids Expo, it was free, and it was packed.
Yeah.
Did they have to cut it off at some time to time?
Yes.
Because I know we did last year.
Yeah, 180 is our max. So we had to set it up in sessions, and the first session sold out. So, but the way we had it set up worked out great, and that means a lot of kids got in and out of that pool that day.
Well, that's good. That's what
we love
about
the Kids Expo because it exposes kids to our
pool,
and
too.
Yeah,
and it's free, and then they can always come back during the summer and play again. So, fantastic, fantastic. You know, I was going to tell you, John Lambert in our Kiwanis Club, he swims every day at noon. If you get a lot of people that do that, that's their exercise, right?
Yep. And we've gotten more and more. That's one of the things that I think the heaters helped us with, because people have been able to do it year-round.
Right.
So it's not a matter of, okay, it's time to gear up for swim lap season, because you're doing it all year. So some of those people that are able to do it in the winter are sticking with us through the summer, and we sometimes run out of lanes. We've got that many people that are coming in.
Wow. That's a good thing.
Popular program, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing kind of holds true with water aerobics as well. Gosh, those classes get really big. We can get as many as 50 people in a water aerobics class, and those people just have a blast. They love being in there and working out in the water.
Fantastic.
You know, good for the knees and the joints and stuff.
Mostly seniors.
Mostly seniors,
yeah. Wow. Then they go over to the Senior Nutrition Center next door and have lunch.
Sure, absolutely. Great idea.
Yeah. So, wow, the pool's busy almost year-round.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
And, who knew?
And you know, we have the Senior Olympics that we do now in January. Again, thankfully, the pool is heated.
Yeah.
But we're getting more and more people signing up for that because you've got all the events, the sprints, the distance events, and everything. And it's nice to be able to offer swimming for the senior games. It happens in January. Not a lot of other places do that.
So. Well, and I had Elizabeth Templeton was in here Monday, and I guess she works with the special needs population, and they do Olympic-type swimming or something, and or special needs Olympics. You know, for the swimming side, and I guess they're using the pool certain times to teach these kids that are special needs how to swim.
In fact, last night was their first night.
They
go on Wednesdays, and yeah, that's a great program. And those kids that are in that love it, you know, and their mentors that are there helping them with it have a great time. And we had a huge crowd the first night. We had 30 people out there doing it.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's the good things of our city that a lot of people don't see.
Right.
You know, it's like at Mojave High School, the Key Club, they put on a special needs prom every year. And when I was the advisor of the club, that's when it started 6 years ago. And the first year we held it in the cafeteria at the high school. Now it's at the Aquarius. And I go over there a couple of weeks ago on a Saturday night to take some pictures of it, or Friday night, to take pictures of it to put on our Kiwanis Facebook page. There's 200 people in there.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Sarah Bostrom and the teacher, and she goes, "Oh yeah, we let alumni come, and we let Laughlin come, and it's like, and they're all special needs, but they're amongst their peers, and they're having a blast.
Yeah, they're having a genuine high school experience like any other kid. It's great.
Well, and then the best part is, they were telling me that the actual Mojave High prom was going to be the next night. So the special needs kids could say, "Yeah, we were there last night. Y'all have a good time."
You know? I've been there, done that.
Theirs was first. So, well, you know, we need to take care of everybody in our community.
Absolutely.
So what's on your wish list? If Toby was to come to you, if Toby was to come to you and say, "Wow, Dave, you know what? We reworked the budget, and I've got about $1 million I want to put into Parks and Recreation."
We definitely would like to get started on the next fourplex of softball and baseball fields at Rotary Park. We've got it in the plan. It's something that we know we want to get someday. And if we could get that, I mean, I know we could do even larger tournaments. And, you know, we've got a good partnership with Senior Softball USA right now.
Good.
And they just did a tournament with 130 teams. In order to do that, they needed to partner us with Kingman, which I love Kingman. Ryan's a great guy.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to do that. But I'd like to be able to provide more teams here.
Sure.
You know, more fields here for teams.
Yeah, because Ryan was telling me when he was in here that if you go to L.A. for a tournament, you'll drive 30, 40 minutes to a ballpark. So what's wrong with doing it up here when it's all nice roads and everything, and they'll come down to the river and play, and then go up to Kingman and play? And so what a great deal.
Yeah, and we could have a situation in Rotary Park where I've got 11 fields right there in that park.
Wow.
You know, just like when we're doing soccer, and you can have all those kids right there in that one park instead of, you know, I'm game one in Summerlin and then game two, you know, over there in Henderson. So
exactly.
It's crazy over there.
I know. Now, we lost, I don't know if he did a memorial service for the Bobby Sox field that went away with all the park remodifying and everything. That was there a long time.
It was there a long time. You know, and that's one of those fields that was built by, you know, people that were involved in Kiwanis and Rotary and Dan Ayler, you know, back in those days.
In the days.
And Dan's still building stuff for us to this day. But, in fact, I think that field was named Dan Ayler Field.
Probably, yeah.
And it didn't die a fast death. We kind of phased it out a little
bit. Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had a little memorial service down there. I'll never forget when I moved here in 1980, I thought, I got a coach. What the heck was that noise outside? I want to coach Little League, and so I go down and I sign up. I get a Little League team, and I'm driving down the road one day, and I went, "Oh, that field's empty. Oh, cool." So I get my team, and we go over there to that field, and we're out there playing, and along comes Donna McReynolds. And I didn't know Donna at the time, and she goes, "This is the Bobby Sox field." And I went, "Yeah, it's really cool. I like it, you know, but you can't practice here." "Oh, there's nobody here, but we're here now." "Well, but I had it first." It didn't matter. It was their field. It was the Bobby Sox field. You didn't practice there. And it took me a while for someone to say, no, we don't practice on that field. Oh, okay, now you tell me.
They've only had their new fields at the fourplex for 15 years now. And I just, can't imagine what it must have been like back in the
they had
80s
one,
70s
yeah.
when it was the two Little League fields and the one softball field and all these kids in town.
Now, the Little League fields, there's no plan for those two fields to go away, is there?
No, but those are kind of getting phased out.
I know. They've seen their day. Huh?
Yeah, they have. The lights aren't good there anymore,
yeah.
So they don't practice at night there anymore. They do practice there, but all the games happen at Rotary Park now. They've got three new baseball fields.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Yep. And,
you know, it's funny when you talk about lights because one time with Olivia McCormick doing her Gary Keith Park, we have two people in our Morning Kiwanis Club that are a part of her committee. And there was a meeting coming up and somebody couldn't go. And so I went and I sit there and I listened to Mike Connors put on a presentation about lighting in the park. That was almost 40 minutes long. And he started talking about this kind of light and this kind of light. And I'm just going, are you nuts? Wow. Oh. Dave, we're out of time.
Wow, that went fast.
I know. So thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Been a great show and a great day.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
The standard has been set. Now you can drive the 2019 Hyundai Ioniq Hybrid for less than $30,000. The Hyundai Ioniq Hatchback delivers 55 miles per gallon around town. Combine that with one of the world's best warranties and sought-after technology like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and a rear-view backup camera. Whether you're looking to save the planet or save money, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman has just the car for you. Hyundai's Ioniq. Visit Martin Swanee Hyundai today. Stockton Hill Road in Kingman and martinswanneehyundai.net.